Argument is Powers versus USF Holland. Mr. Rag, Raj.
Yeah. Good morning, Your Honors. Jeffrey Rage on behalf of the plaintiff appellant Keith Powers. This is an ADA case under the old ADA. We believe the district court incorrectly ruled in favor of the defendant USF Holland on summary judgment for a number of reasons. First of all, we do commend them, the district court, for getting certain factual things correct in the sense that they determined there was sufficient evidence of per se discrimination by the defendant, USF Holland, specifically that USF Holland enforced a 100% HEAL policy against Mr. Powers and any of its drivers who attempted to come back to work after an injury.
That's interpreted as a refusal to accommodate. Is that why it's violative of the statute?
Well, I think it could be interpreted a couple different ways, Judge Coudet. I think, first of all, it could be interpreted as per se discrimination across the board, that they regarded anyone who was injured attempting to come back saying, hey, I have a restriction, as disabled. They could regard them as disabled. And then,
whether
frankly,
they were or not.
I'm sorry?
Whether they were or not.
If correct. They regarded them, whether they were or not, exactly. Because that gets directly into why the ADA was created. And this is one of the problems which the ADAAA solved, so to speak, in the sense that these policies were enforced against people who had restrictions but were attempting to come back to work. And the law was made to protect people who are saying, yes, I have some condition or a disability or a permanent impairment, but I am willing to work, I am ready to work, I just need to be either accommodated. And Holland did not even get to accommodating Mr. Powers or attempting to accommodate Mr. Powers, and they never intended to accommodate Mr. Powers. They clearly engaged in the interactive process not in good faith because they had known 2 months before he attempted to come back to work that one
Was it bad faith for them to ask him to get his doctor to give them a report?
Well, I think it's bad faith when you tell your own company doctor, who you had authorized him to go back to return to work, to not to evaluate it. Your company doctor, Dr. Bergen, evaluated Mr. Powers under your authorization to come back to work and said, you know what, I need to gather more information. Mr. Powers, I want you to sign a medical authorization so I can gather all of your medical records, which he did. And then Dr. Bergen actually contacted counsel for USF Holland in the workers' compensation case, who said, I'm not giving you any records. Go get a subpoena. And then Holland's human resource manager contacted Dr. Bergen and said,
but I don't understand. Why didn't he get a report from his doctor?
His doctor had retired by then.
Well, you get another doctor, right?
Well, he gave restrictions, Your Honor. Pardon? I'm not sure what more he's supposed to do other than give restrictions.
I don't understand. If you're asked to get a doctor's report, you go and get a doctor's report. If you don't have a doctor, you get a doctor. It's no big deal.
But he did that. He had given restrictions to USF Holland. USF Holland claimed that they were confused by the restrictions, and that's where some of the bad faith comes in.
It was his own effort to do that. They wanted a doctor's report, so why didn't he go get a doctor's report?
He got a doctor's report is what I'm telling you, Judge Posner. He had submitted that to them already. They claimed confusion.
Well, did it have restrictions on it?
It did have restrictions on it, and that's what they were claiming confusion over. We don't understand these restrictions. That four different restrictions, limited hours of dock work, road driver work only.
Well, see, that's rather significant restriction, road work only.
Well, it's significant in the sense that it's road driver work only versus city drivers.
Well, that's the two. First of all, he voluntarily switched from road driver to city driver.
At one point, that's correct.
Well, but that's kind of set this off, because he did that because his wife was pregnant, supposedly. And then he didn't like being a city driver because you had a lot of dock work, and that's hard work, and hurries back, and he wanted to be back a road driver. CBA says you can't. You got to have, you only get change one, you had half a year in between changes or something.
That's true, but by the time that he had requested to come back as a road driver only, he had waited that year and a day for the board switching position under the CBA. And then there were open positions available to be a road driver. And you don't have to believe me.
No, he was off work at that point, right?
He was off work at that point under doctor's orders,
right,
to not work. And then when he attempted to come back, they wouldn't let him come back, and it's kind of started off this interactive process argument. I'd like to reserve the remainder of my time for rebuttal, please.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ronke.
Thank you.
Ms. Whitney.
Thank you, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Jennifer Whitney, and I'm here on behalf of the Appellee USF Holland, Inc. The facts in this case are relatively simple. Mr. Powers was and has been on a voluntary extended leave of absence for approximately 6 years now because of his refusal to provide USF Holland with the request for clarification as to the extent of his medical restrictions for his claimed back injury. USF Holland submits that this court should affirm the district court's summary judgment entries on all of Mr. Powers' claims, for the following reason. First, as it relates to his ADA discrimination claim, his ADA failure to accommodate claim, and the per se discrimination claim, it fails on the prima facie elements. Even if that were not the case, Mr. Powers is unable to demonstrate the remaining elements of the claim. As it relates to the retaliation claim, that claim is barred because it wasn't raised below, it wasn't prosecuted below, and so this court doesn't have jurisdiction to hear it now for the first time. In addition to that, the record evidence demonstrates that Mr. Powers cannot prevail on the elements of the claim. Getting to the ADA claims.
Could he still go to a doctor and get a doctor's report and ask for a transfer to road work?
He could, Your Honor. The primary issue here is, well, first, at the threshold level, in order to be entitled to accommodation, in order for there to be a duty to accommodate, the individual has to be disabled for purposes of the ADA.
And summary judgment was granted on that issue, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
But didn't Dr. Ghanayem, he has a rather thorough report on this fellow, which I think seems to me to create a genuine issue of fact as to whether or not he qualifies or he doesn't qualify. So why should there be summary judgment?
The record evidence demonstrates at best that Mr. Powers had an impairment. He had a claimed back injury, but the testimony demonstrates that he was not substantially limited in any major life activity, much less the major life activity of working.
How about the best case? That's a serious problem here, it seems to me.
I was afraid that you were going to quiz me on cases. if you can remind me of the facts of the best case, I can comment on it. I have several floating around in my head.
Well, it's a case by Judge Wood, among other things, and it involves a truck driver, and this issue is raised about whether that's a line of work or not, whether that's sufficiently broad. And she seems to think that it does. So she upholds the truck driver in that case.
To the extent that case holds that truck driving is by itself a class of jobs or a broad range of jobs, first we would say that there's a dispute here as to whether or not we would even get to that.
This case is very similar factually to that case.
I don't.
Including the fact that one of the restrictions is he wasn't supposed to be driving a truck with a clutch, a manual clutch. And that was in the doctor's report. So it's pretty close to the best case.
If I recall the case correctly, I do believe that it's distinguishable on its facts. In this case, the important thing to remember also is that Mr. Powers did continue to do work. In order to be substantially limited in the major life activity of working, you have to be excluded from a broad range of jobs. He drove truck for his father's company, his father's farm.
The best case doesn't seem to say that in the case of a truck driver. So.
But in order to be limited under the ADA, you have to be excluded from a broad range of jobs. Even if a broad range of jobs is the truck driver job, he was able to drive truck. He continued to drive truck even in the face of his claimed back impairment or back injury. So
I just issued an opinion which uses that language, but that didn't involve a truck driver. So
the other important thing to remember is that the essential functions of the job that we're talking about here include more than just driving truck. They also include dock work. And by Mr. Powers' own testimony, he was able to perform during this period that he's claiming he was disabled, actually disabled under the purposes of the ADA, more physically demanding work for his father's farm than he performed at Holland. So I think the point is...
Well, basically, it's argued, of course, that he went back to work for 2 years, so he can't be completely disabled. But you have this doctor's opinion, Dr. Ghanayem, which seems to me to make a very significant state of significant disputed issue of fact on that question.
Dr. Ghanayem's report.
I don't know why we have summary judgment. That's my question.
Dr. Ghanayem's report suggests that Mr. Powers looked for another line of work, if that's the report that you're referring to, Your Honor. And that is inconsistent with the other medical records that were available. Mr. Powers himself, by his own testimony, acknowledges that he's not disabled, as that term is defined under the ADA. He was not prevented from looking for other truck driving work. He just didn't want to. And
what was the clarification that the company sought?
The Mr. Powers' doctor had given four specific restrictions. The first was limited dock work. The second was avoid dock plates as much as possible. There was a third about air seats being included in the truck. And then the fourth was road driver work only. And the reason why that was confusing to Holland is because the city driver position, which he held at the time that he voluntarily went on leave, and the road driver position that he desired to switch back into, both included road driver work as part of essential functions of the job. And that's to say that the city driver job and the road driver job both require dock work as an essential function of the job. So to say avoid dock plates as much as possible and limit dock work doesn't provide Holland with the information it needs in order to do the individualized assessment of what his limitations are, what other jobs at the company might be available for him to fill within the context of those limitations.
Well, presumably in that context, it would be road work only.
Well, that's not what it said. It said road driver work only. And the road driver job description includes, as a part of the essential function, dock work.
Is there something more than, is road work and road driver work the same?
I think it varies among the companies. There are
I thought they're just two. You're either a road driver or you're a city driver.
That's correct.
Well, what's the difference?
The road driver is a line haul driver position, and they go from terminal to terminal extended periods of time. It's over the road driving, whereas city driver is within a 100-mile radius of the terminal.
Well, the point is, the shorter the haul, the more loading and unloading the driver does.
Yes,
so
it can be.
Less of that work for the road drivers, but you're saying they still have to do some of it.
Absolutely, Your Honor. And the evidence on that's unrefuted.
The doctor's report was ambiguous as to whether he could do any of that.
Right. We weren't even able.
He couldn't be a road driver if he couldn't do any dock work, right?
Right, and we couldn't even, based on those restrictions, evaluate whether he could continue in his city driver position. We knew that he desired to come back to the road driver position, but based on those restrictions, the two of them, which were internally inconsistent, we needed clarification to determine what were his limitations, was he qualified for accommodation under the ADA, was this a potential disability, and did we have jobs that were available to accommodate him and vacant to accommodate him if we were required to do so.
Did they perceive him as a qualified individual with a disability?
We did not, Your Honor. In fact, the opposite. We believed that he was qualified to return to work. He had been injured in January of 2002. He was off of work on a medical leave for 5 months thereafter. The company's doctor had him submit to an examination. That doctor determined that he was fit to return to work without restrictions. He did that and worked for 2 years without complaint, either by Holland or by himself. The testimony is unrefuted that nobody at Holland ever told him that they perceived him to be disabled or to have any perceived inability to perform the essential function of his job. He voluntarily left the work site in August of 2004 when he had been approached about performance deficiencies at that time.
But he was doing dock work then, wasn't he?
He was at that point in time, he was in the city driver position and he was doing dock work. That's correct.
He wasn't. Why was he in the city driver?
He had requested to switch boards under the terms of the collective bargaining agreement.
That was because of the pregnancy?
That's correct.
Okay.
And he had been in that position for about a month and decided that he wanted to go back to the road driver work, but he wasn't able to switch back out of rule.
And then he took the leave, or whatever you call it.
That's right.
Been on leave ever since.
That's right.
And hadn't come back because of there's some confusion and restriction.
That's right. We've asked him to provide clarification, and he has not done so.
If he got clarification, he could come back as a road driver?
We would consider whether or not we had jobs available within his limitations, whatever those limitations
are.
Well,
there wouldn't be any.
I'm sorry?
There wouldn't be any.
Oh, if he were released without restrictions, we would. If there were vacant positions, yes, I'm assuming that we would reinstate him.
What was the nature of his back injury?
He had been driving on Interstate 90 and hit a rough patch of road, and apparently the seat malfunctioned and he bounced up and down. And I believe that same day in Indiana, went to the emergency room. And so there's some dispute in the records as to whether or not it was a herniated disc or something else.
That was his injury, though.
That's correct.
Has he received treatment?
He has sporadically received treatment, facet injections, steroid injections, but from 2004 to the present time, it's my understanding that he has not continued to receive ongoing treatment.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Whitney. Mr. Raggi?
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Judge Posner. There are disputed issues on whether or not Mr. Powers is a qualified individual with a disability. And further, to pursue an ADA retaliation case, you don't need to have that evidence, don't need to prove those facts. But if we go to the directly of the disability discrimination claim, there are disputed issues on whether or not Mr. Powers qualifies. There's disputed medical evidence. And that is something that should not have been determined on summary judgment. Dr. Ghanayem and also, quite frankly, Dr. McGill provided evidence from which a jury could determine that Mr. Powers had a impairment which substantially limited a major life activity. And Judge Kudahe, you correctly pointed out, at least from our perspective, that when he's trying to return back to being a truck driver, the best case very clearly says that truck driving is a class of jobs in and of itself.
But what about Ms. Whitney's point that the company doesn't know exactly what restrictions he has that would bear on his ability to drive a truck?
So I don't understand why they don't allow him to return to work and give it a shot.
No. I mean, really.
What was the last word?
Well,
you can't let him return to work if you don't know what his medical situation is. That's, you endanger him and you endanger the other people driving on the road.
Well, but what I'm saying by that, Your Honor, is you have testimony from Mr. Powers that says, under these restrictions, I believe I can be a road driver.
They don't have to believe that. Look, they have to know whether he's capable of loading and unloading these trucks. And all they're asking him, apparently, is to get a doctor to spell out what kind of limitations he's under.
And I'm telling,
knowing that, how do they know whether they can employ him?
Well, I'm telling you that he had that evidence. He provided that medical documentation.
But Ms. Whitney said that the four restrictions listed by the retired doctor, I guess, are contradictory, and so they want clarification.
They never intended him to return back to work whether he got clarification or not, Your Honor. They had a 100% healed policy that they applied to every single individual there. I mean, Dr. Neil London, their labor relations manager, said, you know what, it doesn't matter what the restriction is, they have to be able to return to work with absolutely no restrictions, 100% release, no restrictions. It's applied across the board.
I think they had evidence of others that they did, you know, not big deals, but they did minor accommodations with the cushion seat and all that kind of thing.
Those were a little, yes. They had, there was evidence in the record of people specifically who they had given a different seat to. And then there were some people who, again, completely different than Mr. Powers, they had accommodated by giving them city driver work only. But Mr. Powers, the evidence in the record was that city driver work could be up to 90% dock work. And the road driver work under those restrictions, we have evidence in the record from current and former drivers that said, I work under those restrictions right now.
Well, city driver is mostly less than load and haul, right? A lot of loading and unloading, I guess.
Yes, there's quite a bit of that. Road
so you might only drive a mile and then spend an hour unloading.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So road driver work, you could.
Yeah, that's a different job.
Right. Could drive for 3 hours and could be drop and go.
Yeah.
Might not have to do any kind of unloading. But, I mean, they never intended to return him to work. They made that very clear. I mean, when you have a human resource manager that calls the company doctor and says, I don't even know why he's there to be evaluated, because until he gives you something that says full release, no restrictions, we're not getting him back to work.
Why would he keep him under seniority all this time? They obviously had some reason to keep him on a leash, or long,
well,
albeit.
That's under the CBA. That's under the collective bargaining agreement. They can put him on extended leave without, quote-unquote, terminating him.
Did the union get involved in this at all?
Yeah, he went through all of the procedures. He went through all of the grievance procedures. And Holland's position has been pretty consistent. They don't want him back.
Well, why didn't he win any grievances? What was the problem? Why? What did they find under the grievance? He didn't grievance his way back in.
I understand that.
I don't know if that's a big deal, except
normally
there must be some reason why he's not back.
Well, I think he's probably kind of an irritant at this point, Your Honor. I think
it's
been
silly, though. All he needs is a letter from a doctor which says that he can do the road work because the amount of dock work involved in that is he can do that despite his back problem. Then you have a case.
I think that's what he had, Judge Pleasure.
He didn't do that. He didn't produce a doctor's report which said clearly he can do the road work even though it involves dock work. Right.
He produced a report that said I can be a road driver if there's limited.
Years playing around with a lawsuit when he could just submit this to them.
He tried to come back to work in May of 07 also. I mean, there were open positions at that point.
The report.
I don't think it's.
All I want him to do is go to a doctor and get a report.
I don't think it's that simple. I mean, I think you're.
It's that simple. Now it may be that when he gets the report. Then the company makes clear that it'll never take him back, no matter what the report says. Then you have a case.
Well, I think when you have a 100% healed policy, when you apply it across the board and specifically to this individual, I think that should be a case also, because that violates the ADA. You're not giving someone an individualized assessment of their abilities
to
work.
They want the report. Then they'll give them the individualized assessment, and if they don't, you have a good lawsuit.
I think they want something that says you're completely released.
You think this, they want this, they want that. All you have to do to precipitate a real dispute, a real focused dispute, is for him to do what they asked clarify the restrictions by getting a report from another doctor. The simplest thing in the world. Instead, he spends all these years on leave. I don't think he wants to get back to work. He wants to have a lawsuit.
I don't agree with that.
If he wanted to go back to work, he'd go get this report.
Your Honor, that may be going on right now as we speak, quite frankly. But that's completely separate from this issue.
Okay, well, thank you very much to both counsel. Move on.